the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Thursday, August 20th. I'm Jonathan Aul. International students have been able to stay in the U.S. as long as needed to finish their academic programs. Citing rampant visa abuse, the Trump administration is changing that policy. That has college officials worried about budgets and enrollment and students worried about their futures.
They're not just helping pay the bills, but they're enriching our classrooms, they're enriching our campuses and our communities.
That story's coming up on The Gateway. A Cole County judge ruled that Missourians cannot vote on whether to overturn a congressional map aimed at ousting Democratic Representative Emanuel Cleaver. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports that the referendum's fate is now in the hands of the Missouri Supreme Court.
Secretary of State Denny Hoskins blocked People Not Politicians' bid to place a congressional map passed in 2025 on the November 2026 ballot. People Not Politicians sued and argued its case in front of Cole County Judge Daniel Green on Wednesday morning. Hours later, Green sided with Hoskins, ruling, among other things, the Missouri Constitution does not allow a referendum on a federal redistricting plan. An attorney for People Not Politicians says he's appealing the case to the Missouri Supreme Court. If the Supreme Court reversed Green, it could mean that the 2025 map never went into effect, and a 2022 plan that all but guarantees victory for Cleaver could be in place for November. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Judge Green is also keeping a measure aimed at curtailing the legislature's ability to overturn voter-approved initiatives off of the November 2026 ballot. The Respect Missouri Voters Initiative would require 80% of the legislature to change most voter-approved statutes or constitutional amendments. Secretary of State Denny Hoskins blocked the proposal from going on the ballot, citing violations of the state and federal constitution. Judge Green ruled yesterday that Hoskins was correct in barring the proposal from going to voters. Green says the initiative violates state prohibitions on multiple subjects. An attorney for Respect Missouri Voters says he will appeal the case to the Western District Court of Appeals. Retiring U.S. Senator Dick Durbin got a presidential send-off yesterday during Governor's Day at the Illinois State Fair. Isabella Nieto reports.
Durbin has served in Congress for more than four decades. As Democrats converged in Springfield, former President Barack Obama feted Durbin in a recorded message.
When you win an election, plenty of people reach out to congratulate you. But Dick is famous for writing notes to candidates who lost, urging them not to give up.
Durbin spoke about giving back.
Your support through your votes and efforts have given me a chance to serve. I have tried to return the favor, to make sure I look back on that ladder and help somebody up behind me.
Durbin is Illinois' longest-serving senator. I'm Isabella Nieto.
Two St. Louis County police officers are on desk duty after one of them fired 11 shots into a car full of teenagers. County police released video yesterday of the incident, which happened July 5th in a McDonald's parking lot on Bell Fountain Road. Officers were responding to a report of teenagers blocking streets, fighting, and shooting fireworks. Video shows one of the officers yelling, "Stop or I'll shoot," before he fired 11 times into the vehicle. St. Louis County Police Chief Juan Cox says officers found fireworks, but no weapons in the car.
We understand the public's concern regarding this incident. Anytime you have the number of minors that were involved and a level of force used, it's going to cause some concern for all of us.
Chief Cox says two teenagers were shot and recovered. A third was hit by broken glass. 9 PBS can start the process to recover an archive that looked like it had been lost. As St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports, 9 PBS says the archives hold important St. Louis history.
9 PBS sued Iron Mountain Data Centers for not returning more than 50 terabytes of videos, photos, and reports dating back to the 1950s. The network had worked with a cloud-based storage company that went out of business. That company had been working with Iron Mountain Data Centers. A Denver district judge ruled last week Iron Mountain must retain the data and work with 9 PBS. The network said in a statement that it appreciates the judge's ruling and the archive contains significant St. Louis history. A spokesperson for Iron Mountain said in a statement that it has been working with the station and couldn't access the data without a court order. 9 PBS says the parties are in the process of negotiating next steps. A final order is expected to be issued soon. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.
Students at O'Fallon Township High School are unable to use their gymnasium after a new scoreboard that was being installed crashed to the gym floor. It happened earlier this month as workers were lifting the video board into place. A ceiling harness snapped and the display plunged onto the hardwood floor below. None of the workers involved in the incident were hurt. The district superintendent told the Belleville News Democrat that repairs will start next week. She says the company will pay for the replacement video board and for damage caused to the basketball court. The BMW Championship starts today at the Bellerive Country Club, and police are telling drivers in the area to be patient. The golf tournament is part of the PGA Tour playoffs. 35 to 40,000 people are expected to attend the event each day. The area around the tournament is closed to traffic, including Ladue Road between Interstate 270 and Highway 141. So drivers headed north and south on I-270 may experience additional congestion for the next few days. The tournament wraps on Sunday afternoon. Weekend tickets for the tournament are sold out, but tickets for today and Friday are still available. A coalition of labor unions and higher education groups is suing the Trump administration over new stricter rules for international students. International students add about $1 billion to the Missouri economy each year, but many campuses here and around the Midwest are seeing declining numbers of foreign students because of the new rules. The Midwest Newsroom's Steph Conquest Ware reports.
The new academic year is about to get underway, and international students at colleges across the Midwest are worrying about more than grades. Under the second Trump administration, new visa restrictions are making it harder for citizens of other countries to attend American universities.
It's really hard to get out of bed every single day and hope that tomorrow's going to be the same way.
Daniel Shabazz is one of thousands of international students traveling to the Midwest for a new school year. The Pakistani 20-year-old starts his third year at Iowa State University on August 24th. Shabazz has a valid student visa, but he still worries that 2 years of studying could go to waste.
There's just so much at stake, especially for me where I don't have any family or anything in the United States, for me coming this far and spending this much money.
Foreign students used to be able to stay in the United States for as long as their academic programs lasted. Starting September 15th, those with the F-1 visas will have just 4 years to complete their studies. As of mid-August, it was unclear if the change will apply to both new students and returning students. Anthony Ogden is the founder and managing director of Gateway International Group, which supports institutions and organizations with international programs.
I think in some ways they're conflating international students with other populations that come here and overstay their visas.
The federal government's Student and Exchange Visitor Information System tracks international students while they're in the U.S. Less than 4% of 1.3 million students and exchange learners overstayed their visas in 2024, according to a Department of Homeland Security report. And most international students leave the country after studying or getting job training, according to an analysis by the Economic Information Group, a bipartisan public policy organization. Rekha Sharma Crawford is an immigration attorney in Kansas City. She says even students with valid documents are being denied at ports of entry.
Advocates are telling students, if you're out of the country, get back in the country before September 15th, because we can't predict what's going to happen.
University administrators at several Midwestern colleges told the Midwest Newsroom the changes are hard to keep up with. Here's Haley Williams, Senior Director of Global Affairs and International Student Services at Fort Hays State University in Kansas.
It's just very confusing to try to dissect what exactly is going to be implemented and how those things are going to impact individuals, because it truly is a case-by-case scenario.
Most international students pay full price for tuition.
They're not just helping pay the bills, but they're enriching our classrooms, they're enriching our campuses and our communities.
The Midwest Newsroom reviewed international enrollment data from 16 public and private universities in 4 Midwestern states. 11 reported declines in foreign students since 2023.
There will be huge financial implications to not just on tuition, but in the communities where students are coming and studying.
Daniel Shabazz, the Iowa State student, is a mechanical engineering and political science double major. He's also the opinion editor at the Iowa State Daily.
As I studied, I became more interested in actually wanting to know what's happening in the world and then eventually about writing about it.
He's using his skills to understand how visa policies might affect him and his peers this school year. I'm Steph Conquest Ware, the Midwest Newsroom.
The Midwest Newsroom is a collaboration including NPR and member stations in Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska. The Midwest Newsroom is a member of the Trust Project. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. We are a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. I'm Jonathan Aull, and from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this has been The Gateway.